Authenticity and leadership should go hand in hand. That's according to Rebel in a Business Suit, Sean Weaver.
I think if you take what it means to be a leader, I think a lot of people have assumed that leadership is about something that you reach when you ascend the corporate ladder. And there's a particular way of doing things and a particular manner in which it should be done. But I think the problem with that is that many leaders don't actually feel that they're leading. And they don't feel they're leading because they've learned other ways of doing it instead of something that's related specifically to how they live and how they lead and how they work. I think leaders today are increasingly aware of the fact that they are role models and they lead by inspiration and communication rather than by dictation, which has been the old form of leadership. I mean, many years ago, my father said the true sign of a leader is that he's not willing to ask anybody to do something he's not willing to do himself. And I think that's what inspires leadership. That's what inspires trust and engagement with people. You know, you're dealing with a very different kind of generation operating in our business today. Our 20-somethings and 30-somethings, they're higher educated. They're more aware of what's going on around them. They have a different sense of values to what's existed before. And true leaders today are now people who are prepared to take some time out to look at what's going on inside themselves, what they really want out of life, and then manifest their true selves in the business that they run and bring other people into that project and give them the scope and freedom to do that. You know, I talk about rebels in business suit. They're really people who are willing to look inside themselves and break the rules of business today, break out of what has been a constraining situation for us for quite some time, and look at radically new views, radically new horizons than ever before. And part of that is they're discovering themselves and manifesting or creating more of themselves in the work that they do. And true leaders are the people who can engage with them and give them the space to do that.
And why do you think that's happening now?
I think there's been a shift in terms of the way the world looks at things. I think communication and access to information has changed the world in such a way that we're now better able to, I don't know, reflect on ourselves, look at what the future might be. Probably more than any other time in our history, we've been able to predict the future a lot better than the past. So I think we now have a greater sense of control about our future. The question now is, what sort of future do I want to have? I mean, you take a simple thing like fun. When was the last time you had a good belly laugh at your board meeting? I mean, people, they're looking for joy. They want to have more excitement, more adventure. You know, it's funny, I spoke at a conference last year. And, you know, between the two seminars, I kind of went out, as you know, being an Irishman, like a couple of beers, we had a bit of fun. And before I spoke at my next session, I said, you know, I want to apologize for last night. That actually wasn't me. That was my evil twin brother, Seamus, who's now locked up in his room. Don't worry about that. And people responded to that. They responded to this concept of an inner rebel, of an evil twin aspect of themselves, to the extent that that evening at dinner, they had evil twin tables and there was all kinds of plans being hatched. There's an inner rebel in every one of us. And it's that kind of person we always wanted to be, but we made decisions about building the career. And you know what? We're getting to that stage now when it's time to re-engage. And that will radically alter your life and radically alter your businesses once you prepare to accept that.
So if you're thinking to yourself, yeah, this is kind of resonating with me, I want to take my first steps, what would you suggest someone does?
I'll give you one key tip, and that is live the five F's. The five F's are fun, focus, fulfillment, freedom, and fashion. So let's talk about fun. I mean, fun basically is looking inside yourself and seeing what you thoroughly enjoy. Stop doing what you have to do. Start doing what you want to do. You know, life is way too short and it's not a dress rehearsal. So it's time to start doing something about re-energizing and reinvigorating yourself. One of the best ways of doing that is have a laugh. Get out there. Be with people you want to be with. Do the things you want to do. Do what it is that reinvigorates you. You know, forget about the inner child. Grow up. Be the inner rebel. You know, accept that. Become what you are. And you know what? Your life will open up in such a way. And your business, because it's an extension of yourself in many cases. You know, focus. Real simple. Rebels live life of what I call purposeful intent. They know exactly what they want and they know exactly where they want it and they're not afraid to go after it. They have absolutely no guilt and no hesitation in accepting the rewards that come out of their focused intention. And that's what they're focused on. Freedom. Freedom is often a question of freeing themselves from their own self-limiting perceptions, being willing to make choices that changes the way they do what they do. Fashion. Real simple. They don't need to make statements by wearing jeans and t-shirts. They are wearing nice suits, understated elegance. They fit in anywhere. You know, they like a good bottle of wine, they like a fine meal, and they like to enjoy that sort of stuff. Why can't they be models for the future as well? You know, who needs some sort of manufactured celebrity when they can look to themselves, the kind of guys who like to live life to the nth degree? Make some different choices. Be there if you like. And fulfillment, well, it's kind of a mixture of all four. Fulfillment is the recognition and acceptance of yourself and a recognition that, you know, when you get to 87, you're going to have a smile on your face for all the things that you did and not a frown for all the things you didn't do.
That's Rebel in a Business Suit, Sean Weaver.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.